Hello.
Hey, Heath.
Hey, how's it going?
Starting off, can you just tell us what you've seen from the Patriots on film?
Well, obviously, I think they're a 6-2 ball club, and their film certainly indicates that. I think defensively, they're a stingy group. They've got a good front, and they're very opportunistic on the back end.
Heath, defensively, can you talk a little bit more specifically about what you've seen out of this group? They've got a reputation of being young and kind of inconsistent, but from your perspective, what have you seen as some of their strengths or things that you're keeping an eye on?
Well, I think they do have a few younger players, but it seems to me like they play a pretty disciplined style no matter who's in there, and they don't give up the big plays to make you earn everything, and situationally speaking, they seem to be very good in the red zone on third down, so you know, it's tough to get points on the board against them.
What have you come to expect from a Coach Belichick defense?
Pretty much just what I explained. They're going to be physical. They're going to be disciplined. They're going to be tough in situational football, which is red zone, third down, short yardage. You know, it's going to be very important for us if we get in the red zone to try to get touchdowns on the board. And that's always going to be a tough task against those guys.
Heath, I know that you're always focused on looking at teams defensively, but have you had a chance at all to see tight ends Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez and kind of seen what they've done as rookies at all?
To be honest, I haven't had a chance to take a close look at them. I've seen them maybe when we played some other teams and we're watching the other team's defense. But it seems to me like they're doing very well for rookies. I know they're contributing a lot to the offense, both in the pass and run game, along with Crumpler. So they got a good set of tight ends over there.
Is that something that – do you find yourself picking up different things from other tight ends here and there and kind of looking at how they're effective or what they do well when you have the chance?
Yeah, I think when you're watching other tight ends and, you know, they're having success maybe against an opponent you're about to play against, you definitely try to watch and see what they do well and how they're doing it and apply that to your game.
It seems that – the position has kind of evolved over the years and different teams utilize their tight ends in different ways. Just in your career and what you've noticed about the position, how have you seen it evolve? Has it changed much in your eyes and how teams utilize a tight end?
Well, I feel like when I was coming into the league, teams are starting to use the tight end more and more in the passing game. And I think when you look around the league, it seems like every team has a tight end that can stretch the field, can make plays in the passing game. So certainly tight ends are becoming a big part of most offenses.
Is it tough to, as a tight end, do you find yourself wanting to be used in that way a little bit more glamorously? I know here Algie's kind of been more of a blocker here and there, but is it get a little, is it appealing at all to want to try to be more of a receiving tight end or be used in that way?
I think I enjoy my role in this offense. I think I'm asked to do a little bit of everything, and that's fun for me to play, to be able to be a part of the running game, to be able to be in the backfield a little bit, to be able to get out in the passing game as well. So I think I enjoy all the aspects of it.
Heath, on that topic, do you think that with the offensive line injuries you guys have had over the course of the season, especially this past week, that your role will have to change this upcoming week and in the next few weeks as well?
I'm sorry, I think it broke up a little bit. I didn't hear the whole question.
Do you think with your offensive line injuries, how will your role change in the offense in the next few weeks?
I don't think it's going to change a whole lot. I think, you know, we're going to have some quality guys step in, and hopefully we can be business as usual. I'm sure I'll be used a little bit in all the phases of the game, so, you know, I don't expect my role to change a whole lot.
Heath, can you talk about this rivalry in terms of the Patriots and Steelers and what that means in terms of playing a team like the Patriots and a game on Sunday night?
Well, I think typically New England's always one of the best in the league, and especially in the AFC. So, you know, we want to be one of the best teams in the AFC. Some years we're there, some years we haven't been. But even going back to before I was here, I think, you know, it's always kind of been a battle between the Patriots and the Steelers, and at the halfway point this year, I think we're both 6-2. So you know, it's an important game for both teams.
Heath, where would you say what's it been like having Roethlisberger back and working with him and having you guys had your success even before he came back, and then you've continued that with him. Can you talk about the adjustment of getting him back and working with him again?
Well, I think it's always good to have your starting quarterback back. The guys who played with in his absence did a great job, and we all knew they would. But on the same note, it's nice to have Ben back. I think he's been doing a great job, and I'm sure he's only going to do better and better.
I think that's it, Heath. We really appreciate your time. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.